From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United Nations Security Council has adopted a statement strongly condemning North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket. The announcement came at the end of an emergency session Sunday. The rocket carried what Pyongyang said was a satellite, was launched Sunday morning from North Korea's launching facility near the northwestern border with China. The Venezuelan ambassador, Rafael Ramirez, who holds the Security Council presidency this month, told reporters on the way to the council meeting that he expected consensus to condemn this kind of violation of the sanctions. The council has imposed four rounds of increasingly stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to various nuclear and ballistic missile tests it conducted since 2006. Meanwhile, South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system after North Korea claimed to have launched a satellite into space. A joint statement by both militaries said the talks will explore the feasibility of deploying and operating on the Korean Peninsula at the earliest possible date. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles inside or outside the atmosphere. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage Sunday in hopes of rescuing 120 people trapped in the rubble of a 17-story apartment building that was flattened by the powerful earthquake. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 earthquake killed at least 26 people and injured more than 500 others in the city of Tainan. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron is calling for an urgent review of how pregnant women are handled by prisons in light of figures showing 100 babies spent time in prison last year. He said Sunday it's absolutely terrible for the infants to spend time behind prison walls and suggested the government look at alternative approaches. Pregnant women who give birth while incarcerated are typically placed in a mother and baby unit inside the prison for up to 18 months. Aid trucks and ambulances entered Syria from Turkey Sunday to help tens of thousands of people who have fled an escalating government assault on Aleppo as airstrikes targeted villages on the road linking the city to the Turkish border. Rebel-held areas in and around Aleppo are still home to 350,000 people, and aid workers have said they could soon fall to the government. The International Committee of the Red Cross says it's temporarily closing its Gaza office after protesters repeatedly tried to storm it. A spokeswoman said the office will operate remotely until local authorities in Gaza provide assurances that the premises, work, and staff are respected. The U.S. National Football League Super Bowl 50 championship game Sunday between the Denver Broncos and Carolina Panthers will feature quarterbacks who are separated in age by 13 years. VOA's Park Brewer has details from San Francisco.
Denver quarterback Peyton Manning will be 40 next month, well past the playing age of most NFL quarterbacks. Carolina quarterback Cam Newton is 26, playing his fifth year in the league compared to 17 seasons for Manning. Newton is considered one of the best and most electrifying players in the NFL, and he is also one of the fastest and biggest quarterbacks, standing nearly 2 meters tall and weighing 111 kilograms. He led the NFL this season with 45 total touchdowns, 35 passing, and 10 rushing, and he nearly led Carolina to an undefeated season with just one late-season loss. Park Brewer, VOA News, San Francisco.
Somali government officials said Saturday that airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to the passenger that died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. The National Intelligence Agency recorded showing the two men giving a laptop in a hidden way to a passenger. The man was identified as the dead body ejected out of the hole created by the explosion. That's according to a cabinet spokesman speaking to VOA Somali Service. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.